Shalom to all. Today's avos from Shalmi Titans Davav, and we are starting about halfway through the Amud with Halacha Hey. And today's avos sponsor Liyah Nishmas Mars Mirim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we had said in the previous Mishnah that if it hadn't rained by the 17th of Cheshvan, so then the Yechidim, special people who have Parnasim on the Tzibur, they fast a series of three fasts Monday, Thursday, Monday. Now this Mishnah tells us Higir Rosh Chodesh Kislev Yard Gushamim. If it's Rosh Chodesh Kislev and rained didn't fall, Bezin Gozer Shalosh Taniyos Al Tzibur. Bezin now is Gozer three fast days Monday, Thursday, Monday on the entire Tzibur. However, these are still a little bit lighter. One is still allowed to eat and drink when it's dark, meaning the night before the fast day, you're still allowed to eat. The fast only starts in the morning. All these things are mutter on that fast day. Says the Gemara, any tainus, the bezin is geyser, that we have to be mafsik, meaning we have to stop eating already from daytime, like we have by Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, that we have to stop eating ready while it's still day, so it's a full 24-hour fast day. Pregnant and nursing women do not have to fast on those because it's very hard on the child, either on the one that's still in the mother's stomach or the one that she's nursing. It's not good for the mother not to eat for 24 hours, so she doesn't have to fast. However, Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, he clarifies near Dvarim, the seams, b'shegazu kvar sheloy lahafsek, it's only if they already gazer fast days that one does not have to stop when it's daytime, such as the ones we just mentioned in the Mishnah, that this first set of fast days, it only starts in the morning, not the night before. So then when they continue being gazer fast days that are much more chamer, that you have to stop the night before, so bar simnikas don't have to fast then. Avalim gozer miyad lahafsik, but if it was such an extreme situation that the first time bezin was gozer fast days, they said everyone has to stop eating already from daytime, because again it was a very big es sara, so ubar simnikas misanis bum, even ubar simnikas have to fast on those. Avatani can be rest just like this. Ubar simnikas, pregnant women and nursing women, misanis kedarkon, they fast like regular, but tisha b'av ubiyan kapurim, ubishalash tanis or shonis ubishalash ashnias. Aval, however, b'sheva achroinis ain't misanis bahen, they do not have to fast the set of seven fast days, which is at the end, that we're going to see about that in a couple of Mishnayos, and Aval Pekin, even so, meaning even though they don't have to fast, Einim and Hagas Atzman Tafnukin, they're not allowed to act in a geshmak way and eat geshmak foods, Ella Oichas Ushaisos Kidekim Avlad, they're only allowed to eat and drink what's necessary for the child. Now, what do we see from here? Loibisha Gazu Kvarash Loil Hafsik, don't we see there's a clear difference between if Bezdin was already geyser a fast day that does not have to be stopped the night before, because we see this clear difference from the Braisa. However, Asra of Babar Zavdar, Babar Zavdar came, and he said, there of Yitzel Ratavla said, Bashem Riechanon, Afil Gaz Miyala Hafsik, they were geyser right away from the beginning of these series of fast days that we have to stop already when it's daytime. Einu bar simnikas misanis bam, pregnant nursing women do not have to fast on them. And moving on to halacha vav, continue to discuss. The Mishnah says, avru elu v'loy nanu, if these set of fast days, which was the first set of Monday, Thursday, Monday, for everyone, if they passed and everyone was still wasn't answered, it didn't rain, bezin gozer oy shalosh tanis al tzibur, bezin gozer another set of three fast days on the tzibur, and over here we're more chamer, achim shaysen b'yayim, one is only allowed to eat and drink when it's still daytime, meaning the day before the fast, you have to stop eating when it's still daytime, and therefore it's going to be a full 24-hour fast, again, like Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, and v'asurim b'malacha, or rechitz, or resich, when it's l'sanu tash shamita, it's asur to do all these things on the fast day, v'noel nizam rechitzayis, and they actually close the bathhouses, because asur to bathe. Vavon Beis on top, the Gemara begins by telling us, from Zayir says, b'shem Rav Yirmiyah, ha'isa malacha b'tanis sibur, if a person does malacha on a tanis sibur, ka'isa malacha b'yom kippurim, it's like he does malacha on Yom Kippur, and Matam, what's the source for that? So the Pasuk Navi says, kachu tzayim kiru atzara, sanctify a fast day, call an atzara. And atzara is milashan atzeras, stopping. And Yom Kippur, we stop doing malacha, meaning there's isra malacha. Therefore, any other tzayim that Bezin establishes is just like Yom Kippur, that there's isra malacha, and it's just as bad doing malacha on a fast day like it is on Yom Kippur. As the Gemara Vatani halayla motar yom aser, we have a brass that says that it's mutar do malacha at night, and it's only aser during the day. So if you're telling me that it's like Yom Kippur, that means it should be aser do malacha even the night before the fast, because that's also part of the fast day. So Rav Zeir clarifies, Kaima Abba Bar Yirmiyah established it using the following pasuk, Isfu Am, that's the continuation, it's the next pasuk. After Kachu Tzom Kira Atzara, the next pasuk begins, Isfu Am, which means gather the nation. And what do we learn from here? Mishas Asifas Am, it's Isra Malacha, is only from the time of gathering the people, and that's only during the daytime when everyone gathers for tefillos, but nighttime everyone's at home and there's no special tefillos, and therefore the Isra Malacha doesn't apply then. And once we're talking about Minhag, such as all these fast days, which are established by Bezin, that we do this and we don't do that, so the Gemara gets into a whole discussion regarding Minhag. And we're going to see from here, according to this first Manda Amar, that we don't necessarily keep every Minhag. Just because people decide to take something upon themselves, that doesn't mean that we should do it. If it's a toast, if it's a mistake, so then there's no reason to keep it. And here's a number of examples. Women who took upon themselves a minug not to work Matzah Shabbos, that's not a minug, that's not sourced in anything. However, Adi Spani Sidra, minug. If they take upon themselves not to do minug until davening is over, that's okay, that's a fine minug. Another set, Petraya B'chamsha, ain't a minug. If they take upon themselves not not to do malacha on Monday, Thursday of a fast day, which we've been discussing, that's not a minig, because if Bezdin didn't establish it as an Isra malacha, so there's no minig to say that I'm not going to do malacha. However, Adi Spani Tanisa, minig. If they take upon themselves not to do malacha until after all the davening of the fast day is over, that's okay, that's valid. More on this, B'yom Darufsa ain't a minig. If they take upon themselves not to do malacha on Hashan Rabbah, that's the day of the Arava, that's not a valid minig. However, min mincha l'el, minhug. If from mincha and onwards, meaning towards the end of the day of Hashan Rabbah, they don't do malacha, that's a valid minig. That's because they're getting ready for Shmina Atzeres. Also, B'yom Diyarcha, minig. Those women who don't do malacha on Rosh Chodesh, that's a valid minig, and it's actually sourced in halacha that Rosh Chodesh was given to women as their special day. It's like a Yom Tif in some way, due to the fact that they didn't take part in the Egel. And Rabbi Zeir, he tells us, women who have a minig not to spin thread from Rosh Chodesh Av and on, minig, that's a valid minig. Shabbai Pascha Evan Shasiyah, because that's when the Evan Shasiyah stopped, meaning that's when the destruction of Beis HaMikdash was, and we know that Evan Shasiyah was in the Kodesh Kedashim, and it's called Evan Shasiyah because Mimenu Shoshes Kol Olam, that's where the whole world draws its nourishment from, if you will, and since that was destroyed on Tisha B'Av, this is a valid minig not to be Mishsayah, because that's the same Lashon as Shasiyah. And Matam, what's the source for this? Where's the Pasuk? So it tells us, Ki HaShasayis Yehareson, literally this means when the foundations are destroyed, and that's exactly as we just explained. However, here we have a different Manda, Amar Rav Chinuna, he says, Kol Advar Minig, everything's a minig. If a person took upon themselves a minhug to ask for something, even though maybe it's mutter and maybe it's a little ridiculous or it's a toast, still it's a minig and they have to keep to it. Now we have a story on the Shitin, Havin B'Migdal Tzevaya. There were trees of Shitin wood in this place called Migdal Tzevaya, and they were Nahig Isser with them that they would not take from this wood, and that's because they had understood that this came from Mitzrayim. When they brought Shitin out of Mitzrayim to make the Arayin, this is where it was planted, and so they treated these trees as Kaddish. And also, Mishon Ruch Hananya Chavaran Rabbanon, they came and they asked Ruch Hananya, the Kalag the Rabbanon, Ma'am Evid Bahin Avida, are we allowed to do work with it? Are we allowed to take it? Armelheni told them, Mikim Shanaga Vasechel Behem Be'Isser, since your forefathers, your ancestors, they treated this as Asr, Al Tashanu Minag Vasechem Nechin Efesh. Don't change the minig of your forefathers. Nechin Efesh means you already passed away, and you have to keep to this minig. Now, another memra, Rabbi Lazar says, Bashir of Avon, called over Shu Mutter, anything which Me'ikr Halacha Me'ikr Adin is Mutter, Vuhu Taya Boy Be'Isser, but a person made a mistake, and he thinks that it's Asr, Al Pidin, so Nishal, if he asks about it, Umatir Lai will be Matur for him. That's because he simply made a mistake. And actually, even if he doesn't ask about it, we'll tell him, you should know this thing is totally mutter and there's no reason why you're naig isser. However, anything that a person knows is mutter, but he on his own decides to be machmir for whatever reason and he treats it as usser, so nishal v'ein matir in law, even if he comes to ask about it, we're not going to be matir for him because that's his minik he took upon himself to treat it as usser, even though he knows it's mutter, we can't be matir for him. Continuing with the Mishnah, we had said berachitza, Yabar Chama quotes Yosef Breder Rishu ben Levi, B'shem Rishu ben Levi, that betainas tzibur, on a tainas tzibur, where it's much lighter, meaning a general tainas tzibur, marchatz yadu upon ragel v'kedarkoi, a person can wash their hands, face, and feet like regular. They're not going to bathe their entire body, but they still could wash their face, hands, and feet. Now, b'tisha b'av, marchatz yadu, a person could wash his hands on tisha b'av, umavirin al panav, and rub his hands on his face, so his hands are wet, and that's the way he could wash his face. Now, b'yom kippurim, on yom kippur, marchatz yadu, he washes his hands, umekanchon b'mapa, and then he dries them on a towel, umavir as hamapa al panav, and he can wipe the towel on his face, and there's a little bit of wetness on it from his hands, and that's the way he can wash his face on Yom Kippur. Now, Rabbi Yoina, Tari Martuta, Rabbi Yoina would soak a smartut, a rag, v'yoyv lot chayz kada, he would put it underneath a jug, and would somehow get some wetness from it, and that's how he would wipe his face. However, now the Gemara asks, we have a braisa, ein bein tisha b'av v'tanis sibur, ela isra malacha makam shenagu. The only difference between tisha b'av and regular tanis sibur is an isra malacha in a place where that's the minug. So you see, there's really no difference. How were we making a difference before? And we don't have an answer to this. Continue to discuss rechitza, if a person is going to his Rebbe or daughter, and it's a day when Rechitza is Asr, V'Avar Bayam and Banahar, and he had to go through the sea or river, which means he went through some sort of pool of water, and Rechitza is not a problem, because it doesn't look like he's trying to Rechitza, and he actually isn't, he just really needs to get to his destination. Furthermore, Nitanfu Raglov, if his feet got dirty, Madabilin B'mayim, he could put them in water, and Rechitza is not a problem, because he's just cleaning himself. That's not Rechitza, and Hari Rabba, Kayin Tanaya, Rabba Paskin, like these Tanayim, and that's because it's not Rechitza Shal Tainug. The only time Rechitza is Asr is that which is enjoyable. That's not enjoyable. It's just meant to cleanse himself, or he's not even being marchetz. He's just simply walking through water, so that's fine. Also, higher of acha, Rav Acha paskin, bebamin aderech. If a person came from a journey, vayu raglav keyos olav, and his feet are hurting him. They're tired. They're hurting. Shemot alchitzim mayim. He's allowed to wash them in water, and that's not considered shel tainug. Zayin omen alfa atap. Tony we have a brisa. Avil umenuda shoyim halchem aderech. An avil, a mourner who we know is not allowed to wear shoes, and umenuda is somebody who's excommunicated. They're in cherem. They're also not allowed to wear shoes, but they're walking along the way. Mutar b'nilas sandal. They're allowed to wear shoes. That's that's because you can't expect them to walk barefoot the entire time. However, once they come to the city, they have to take them off. And same thing with Tisha B'Av, same thing with Tanis Sibur. If a person is going on a long journey for whatever reason, he has to, so he's allowed to wear shoes, but he has to take them off the moment he comes to his destination. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.